Hello, and welcome to the All Night Gamers Podcast, episode 204. Hi, hello, hi. Hope you're doing well. Thank you for joining us for another edition of the show. It's Thanksgiving week.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Are we excited for Thanksgiving? I've kind of already, like, had my big family one, so.
We already had ours.
I have not had my big family one. All of my grandparents on both sides are coming down tomorrow. I guess coming up because they're coming from Jacksonville. So my parents' house is about to be full. And my work schedule was off on Thursday, working Saturday for the Iron Bowl. Mm-hmm. And then my manager left our store and went to a different store because his wife got a new job. And so we didn't have a replacement for him. So we've been without a manager, like without a, it's called the operating partner. He's basically like the GM of the store. We've been without a GM for weeks now. So we've been borrowing Opelika's store GM. And he fucked up the schedule changed up the week of Thanksgiving and put me on Thanksgiving off the Iron Bowl. And so I went and filed a complaint and was like, yo, not cool, I already made plans. And so then he went and changed it back, so now I'm finally off again for Thanksgiving and it's gonna be good. But that was, I was very stressed this week about whether or not I was actually gonna be
even
off
if you have it on the schedule. I'm not showing up. I already made
can we close Whataburger on Thanksgiving Day? Can we do that as a society?
Why are restaurants open on Thanksgiving? Let's be real here.
Because a lot of people will go out. Yeah, a lot of people will go out to eat on Thanksgiving.
Well, also not everyone celebrates Thanksgiving, so like people can still go to Whataburger and get food if they're not celebrating.
I'm working Thanksgiving.
Actually,
there's a slight difference there.
When my dad's parents got really old, and they didn't really want to cook Thanksgiving anymore. We literally would go to Golden Corral. Like, I think we went at least once on Thanksgiving Day. I felt horrible, dude. I hate like making these people work at a Golden Corral on Thanksgiving. Like, they got parents and families, bro. What are we doing here? And this food isn't even good. It's Golden Corral.
So mid.
Yeah, it's mid at best.
Literally.
it's just a lot of food.
Yeah, but it's not good.
I mean, that's the deal. You get a lot of it.
our buddy Lewis down here.
Yeah,
we went
unlimited
to,
of it.
Golden Crow with him. I did with him. After he had been on a I think it's called a dinosaur diet or
the
diet.
Paleo diet or whatever.
Oh, caveman diet.
Meat and bread.
Yeah, exactly.
Meat and tomatoes.
It was like only meat, right?
Yeah.
And he, he was like, hey, you want to go to Golden Corral? My mom is going to pay so I can get something that isn't just meat and tomato. So he did. What? And he had one of their pizzas. He's like, this is the best thing I've ever had.
Pizza?
Bro. He must have
from Golden
Corral.
Because he spent the last week or so prior to that just eating.
It was, I think it was longer than a week.
I would be so sick, dude. If I could only eat meat, I'd be so sick.
Exactly. That's why he was like, this is the best thing I've ever had.
Insane. Yeah, no, he's just doesn't have taste buds anymore.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's get into the show. The Golden Joystick Awards have been announced. It's 100% fan-voted award compared to Game Awards, which is 10% fan vote. Thanks for the reference there, Alex. Best Audio Design goes to Astrobot. Best Soundtrack and Best Storytelling go to Final Fantasy VII Rebirth.
Bad decision. Who voted for that?
Okay, buddy.
Best,
you know, Alex voted for it.
Legit.
Best multiplayer game, Helldivers 2. Best visual design, Black with Wukong. Best indie game, Balatro. There we go.
Deserve.
Also
deserve.
Makes sense.
Best self-published indie game. It's called Another Crab's Treasure.
This is a.
I don't remember seeing that one on
about
the list.
This is we voted for Game Awards. We didn't vote for this.
Yeah, this is. This is Golden Joystick.
Oh, this is Golden Joystick. Okay.
Another Crab's Treasure is a Souls-like where you play as a crab and you get different shells because your shell got stolen and they have different stats.
Interesting.
Well, that's kind of silly.
I like that idea. I think I saw some trailer for that. It might have been in a director or something.
We definitely talked about it before.
Yeah.
It was definitely in a direct.
Studio of the Year goes to Team Asobi for Astrobot. Best lead and supporting performers go to Cody Christian and Brianna White, who play Cloud and Aerith in Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, respectively.
Let's go!
Boo!
What the hell?
Breakthrough Award, which is a Critics' Choice Award, goes to Balatro. Huge dub there.
Nice.
Still Playing Award for console and PC goes to Minecraft. I can't complain.
It's not Fortnite.
Still Playing Award for mobile goes to Honkai Star Rail. Definitely can complain about that.
I don't even know what that is.
PC Game of the Year goes to Satisfactory. I'm not surprised.
Satisfactory is very good.
Yeah. Console Game of the Year goes to Helldivers 2. Most Wanted Game goes to GTA 6. Critics' Choice Award, Helldivers 2. Best Game Expansion, Elden Ring, Shadow of the Erdtree. That's kind of a slam dunk. What competition as an expansion did Shadow of the Erdtree have?
I don't know if they had any competition.
The answer, I guess.
Godzilla DLC in Dave the Diver.
Which is now gone, by the way.
Which is now gone, yeah.
Godzilla DLC is?
Yeah, they've delisted it.
I hope I got that.
Best gaming hardware goes to the Steam Deck OLED. Also very little competition. Best early access game, Lethal Company. Best game trailer, Helldivers 2. The Streamer's Choice Award goes to Chained Together. That's an interesting pick. Best
Chained Together is actually very fun.
It is really fun.
I played Chained Together.
Played it with Kyle.
Yeah.
Best game adaptation goes to Fallout, and the that's what we all voted for, right? For the Game Awards.
I don't. Wait, what was it?
Best game adaptation.
I can't remember what I voted for. Oh, I voted for the League of Legends because I've heard amazing things about the League of Legends
pretty
anime.
Arcane, dude.
The Ultimate Game of the Year Award goes to Black Myth Wukong.
Oh, I voted for Knuckles. The Knuckles show.
Right, yeah, Knuckles. That's what I was forgetting.
Yeah. I voted for Arcane because I've literally, like, all of my friends at work they watch anime, like, even more than I do, and I watch a pretty good amount.
And they like League of Legends? Dude, that's a stinky combo. That's a smelly combo.
They're just, like, constantly talking about, how good the League of Legends anime is, and most of them actually
yeah, dude, it must reek
League
in there.
Legends. But no, they just don't usually like League of Legends, but they like the show, whatever show.
Oh, they don't like League of Legends, but they like the show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's a little.
Well,
redeeming.
They have some taste.
My buddy Caden, I literally shit on League of Legends with him all the time, and he also talks about how good the manga or the anime is like all the time. Okay, maybe. I haven't taken the time to watch it, though.
Well,
the thread that I got when I saw this initially announced, like, all the top comments were complaining about how China will go into American forms like this, where it's voting, and win whatever they want it to be.
Why is that a problem? If a bunch of people like the game? I mean, we're not stealing land. This isn't politics. there's a bunch of Chinese people and they all like Black Myth Wukong. I mean, you know. I'm sorry Final Fantasy VII didn't win Ultimate Game of the Year, Alex. It's okay. it's a good game.
I'm sorry that the remade game didn't
I know, but I know you wanted it too. I know you wanted it too.
I'm sorry that a remade game didn't win every single category.
I am down to become Round. The Alex Jones of video games and just say that Black Myth Wukong won Game of the Year because of the Chinese. Like, no context, don't try to explain it, even though that's literally the truth. Say it with the purpose of making people scared that you're extremely stupid and racist.
Hell yeah.
What?
I mean, if you're gonna be Alex Jones, you gotta, you know, you gotta do the thing.
You gotta go full in, yeah. Alex Jones doesn't do anything half-assed.
That's how he got sued for, like, millions of dollars.
Yeah, and lost.
Yeah, didn't ask.
So yeah, I'm not upset with any of the awards here, I think. I like that.
I think it's pretty good, yeah.
It is interesting how what was it? It was God of War and Last of Us? No, Last of Us Part 2 and like no, Red Dead Redemption 2. Where Red Dead Redemption 2 had like just come out. It was going to get biased and it won all of the small awards, but the actual big Game of the Year award went to God of War. It must have been 2018, I think. And it seems like this here were like Final Fantasy 7 got a bunch of the small awards, but Black Myth Wukong won the overall. Cool. All right, 2 weeks until the actual Game Awards where everything's bought out and it's all fake.
Let's go.
Doesn't even mention Minecraft, bro.
I'm gonna copy this.
Minecraft wasn't even on the Game Awards.
Just proves it's
vote
fake.
Sheet is kind of crazy.
No, legit.
And by kinda, I mean ridiculously crazy.
This is an earlier cutoff date than the Game Awards. This is October 4th. The Metaphoro came in.
Dang, okay, I thought it was even earlier, because Helldivers won a lot, bro. And Helldivers is good, don't get me wrong, but like they were very early in the year, mm-hmm. which is why a lot of people typically forget about it.
Yeah, I think they were like March, weren't they?
That's about right.
Maybe February.
No, I think February. Yeah.
Yeah, it might have been February. I think it really blew up around March, though. Like, it came out probably in February, and then it blew the hell up in March.
I think March might have been when they announced that PC was going to need a PSN account or something like that, or, like,
yeah.
certain regions were going to lose
yeah,
access to the game, when all that mess started happening, and then it, like, got popular in the news.
Yeah, that might be what it was.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was big for definitely, like, 2 or 3 months.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, it was huge.
I copied that list and I put it down at the bottom of the sheet because I definitely want to go back and compare a few of these awards to the Game Awards when they come out. I think that'll be fun.
Fair.
Okay, let's see what else we got. Koei Tecmo plans to go from 2,500 to 5,000 employees and lean further into AAA games, lowering expectations of the mobile market. I love that plan. We hate the mobile market.
Yeah, but mobile
let's
market...
Go. Let's go, Koei Tecmo. Numbers go down. Numbers go down. But
but it is crazy. They're like, we're going
to
lower.
Well, numbers go down. We leave to where number go up.
But they're doubling the amount of employees.
Well, yeah, because it's not a mobile game development anymore. You can't just push to production once a week.
Nah.
Employees go up.
Employees go up. Numbers go down. Employees go up. We love that. And the numbers will go up at some point, I'm sure. Because Koei Tecmo makes
so decent stuff. Yeah, just a reminder if you guys can't remember. Dead or Alive, Dynasty Warriors, Fatal Frame, Ninja Gaiden, Neo. Those are some of the big ones that Koei Tecmo does.
Yeah. Let them cook.
Bro, new Dynasty Warriors game 2024. I don't know why I said it like that. I wanted to say 5. And then realized it's not the current year, but also if we got one, it probably actually wouldn't be till like 2028. But bro, brand new Dynasty Warriors game, I'd take that. Let me get some Dynasty Warriors good. Without any Zelda or Fire Emblem in it. Just give me some an original.
Well, good
story.
News, Grant. They're releasing one in January.
Let's go, dude.
Pogging
huge. Grant Pog.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I was like, I've seen a trailer for a Dynasty Warriors game recently.
So 2025 Dynasty Warriors. I'll take that.
January 2025.
Let's go.
Dynasty Warriors.
Number's going to go up.
Final Fantasy VII Rebirth director says the team isn't planning any DLC. Well, yeah, because they still have a whole other game to put out.
Alex is crying, bro.
Trash anyway.
What the hell is this week?
Alex cannot contain his tears.
It's
bro.
Hate Alex week. We're on a hating Alex.
I already
binge.
Have to get fucking deployed, and y'all are like, yeah, let's get him.
Yes.
Yes.
Get him. Take him always down.
The law of averages does not play fair. It was going to be your time eventually.
But, no, he specifically specified that they want to get started on 3 immediately.
Checks out.
DLC.
Balatro's mobile release has managed the almost impossible task of knocking Minecraft from its long-maintained top spot on the charts. Let's freaking go, Balatro. Huge, huge W.
How long has Minecraft had it for? I know they've had it like for a
it's
while.
It's a good question.
Do we know how long exactly?
Mm-mm, but Minecraft has been
here
for a long time.
And then didn't give it up.
Yeah. Dude, that's insane.
I don't actually know. That's just my guess.
If Balatro doesn't win one award in the Game Awards, bro, it's over. I'm never watching
no,
the Game
it's
Awards.
No, it's going to win Indy, and
nothing
that
else
will probably
be
it.
That might be
because
it.
The Game Awards
yeah.
are fake.
They are. Should win Game of the Year, though, for sure. Because Final Fantasy does not deserve it over Balatro.
Oh, okay.
Bro, Alex is going to kill you.
There he goes.
Well,
apparently Minecraft weird. Spent over 4 years at number one.
Holy crap.
That's pretty intense.
I mean, it makes sense. Minecraft's the best selling game literally ever.
But still.
Yeah. People would you think everybody would get Minecraft by at some point. Like we would all have it.
Yeah, but there's always people forgetting their accounts or new kids or both.
Yeah,
like
new kids.
Eight, I mean, a lot of people want to. No. If people want to buy Minecraft, had Minecraft and didn't migrate, they got to buy it again. They had like several years. They had their chance.
Okay. Be good.
Wait, so if you didn't migrate to Microsoft, you wanted to stay on Mojang, they just deleted your account?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's wild, literally.
Okay.
That's stupid. But...
Damn Monopoly, for real.
I mean, that's what their whole goal is. Assimilate.
Dude, Microsoft, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Assimilate. Assimilate.
I can tell.
On to Collector's Corner.
Let's go. If it's Cameron, I'm done. I'm never doing the podcast.
You guys know how we do it around here. It's the weekly segment where we talk about the games we've been playing, the games we've been buying, good decisions, bad decisions, all that kind of stuff.
True.
Spin the wheel. Who's up first? Is Cooper going to kill himself? It's me, baby.
Ooh,
did I win last week?
Dude,
I think so.
Hold up.
Let's go, bro. I'm holding. All right.
Holding, yeah,
spontaneous
week.
Auburn football news segment. We beat Texas A&M 4 overtimes.
Insane.
Oh, yeah, we did. Dude, that was insane.
Quadruple overtime is wild.
That's yeah.
That's crazy.
That's the longest game I've watched since Texas A&M played LSU to like 7 overtimes.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Texas A&M loves the overtime thing. I don't know what's up with them. Yeah, that was crazy. I as much as I think Peyton Thorne sucks, I'm glad he got to win his last game.
True.
And I'm glad all the seniors got to win their last game at home. It's cool. Also, Alabama lost. Alabama got the brakes beat off of them.
Yeah.
So now this is exactly where we're going to lose this game. I felt better about us winning this game before we beat Texas A&M because everything is lined up for us to win now. We're on a win. Yeah. We just beat a really good team. It's the end of the year. We're fighting for bowl eligibility. Alabama just lost. They suck. And they're going to beat the snot out of us. I just know it now because it's too perfect.
It's too perfect. But like if I was watching like over like the replays and stuff too, if we had been playing like that all year, dude.
Oh yeah, we'd probably be a 2-loss team.
We'd be like a top 5, I think. Yeah, literally.
I don't think we'd be top 5, but
we'd
be.
You gotta remember Coach Freeze's quote. If we played this game 9 more times, we would win all of them.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And then, dude, it's crazy.
Bro, I don't think that's how that works.
I mean, it's unfalsifiable, so. That's the best kind of response. Things people can't argue with.
You know what? That is true.
Yeah. I do feel kind of bad for Alabama because the ref made a really bad illegal touching call. The dude was, but like, they were like, oh, he's on the line of scrimmage, but he wasn't. And they called him out on it.
I don't feel bad for nobody. We got a horrible call against us, and we still won our game. So
that is what the college football subreddit was talking about, specifically a lot with the Auburn game. Was that specific call?
Yeah.
Was horrible.
Okay, I missed that one.
Yeah, I thought I thought that might have done it for us, but we still won our game, so no sympathy, bro. Also, you didn't score a single touchdown all game. One penalty's not stopping that.
Nah, that's true.
Anyway, football segment over.
Want to run?
Yeah, no, dude.
Football
was crazy, though. Dude, literally, like, from 10 to 11, because we stayed up in another hour at Fusaku's, it was just a watch party. Nobody was coming by because everybody was focused on the game.
Yeah. The city goes dead silent.
Literally.
Well, especially with it being a home game.
Dude.
Yeah.
You could literally.
That would have been nice, Cooper.
Oh, I bet, dude. Y'all right on the corner.
I was downtown.
So yep.
I was supposed to have gotten off at 11.
Uh-oh.
I couldn't leave my parking spot until, like, 12:45, 1 o'clock.
Holy shit.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Why not? Just traffic?
People were crowding the streets, and I could not back up without hitting somebody.
You should just hit him.
You know what? I'll do that next time.
Yeah.
You only risk a little bit of arrested.
But yeah, it was fucking crazy.
Anyway. So, games I've played, I have played a lot of Pokemon White. I'm battling the Elite Four right now. I finally did the grinding that I needed to.
Hell yeah.
So, I'm going to finish that up. But I saw there's like 3 more cities. Is there a bunch of content after the Elite Four?
You're talking about White?
Like gyms and stuff?
No.
No, there's not a ton.
Okay.
But you're talking about White?
Yeah.
And Black? There's But you can't do the full loop until after you've beaten the game because.
Yeah, so do those other cities have like gyms and stuff in them?
No,
not
but
gyms.
Like, White Forest is on that side.
Yeah,
Black
White
City
Forest.
And Black
well,
is on
the
that
same,
side.
Yeah, those are the same thing. But those are. That was the connectivity, which in theory still exists. You just have to have 2 systems and both games to connect them.
Okay. Well, so I'm about to, I don't know how much of that I'll play. Maybe if I want some specific Pokemon or something, I don't know. Because I've got to immediately get into. I don't know. Should I play White 2 or Black 2 next? I've never played Black or Black 2.
Black is very fun. You get
Play
Reshiram,
Black
so
2.
I'll play Black
But the
2.
problem
Black
is,
Reshiram is
the
definitely better
problem
than
is
Reshiram.
you get,
Reshiram is so cool, so.
the problem is you get the same Pokemon you already have. Like, preferably you would play
White 2?
White 2.
That's what I was going to
And
do, but
just
I don't know.
and then
Like, if
zero.
it's a stupid idea to play Black 2, then I'll play White 2. But
Well,
if
no, the
it's
problem with playing Black 2 is
stupid
just that the
idea.
legendary is the one you already have. But if you
Oh.
don't care about that, the story is very different. You can connect the first game to the second game and find out what happened to everybody in cutscenes that are
Wait,
only added from
is
connecting
Black
them
2 White 2
together.
the one that is Black 2 White 2 the one that they switch it, or is Black and White the one where they switch it?
Both.
'Cause I thought it.
Wait, what do you mean by switch?
What?
What do you mean by switch?
Like, one of them you get Reshiram on Black, and, like, don't you get Reshiram on Black and Black 2?
You get Zekrom on Black and in Black,
And
and then you
Reshiram
get
on Black
Reshiram
2.
in White 2.
Black 2.
Black 2,
Yeah,
yeah.
Black 2. Okay, yeah, so it's two, it's Black 2 and White 2 that they switch all the legendaries.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I
Because
was
the
asking.
legendaries match the for the color of the legendaries matches the name of the game for the first one.
Yeah, that's what I thought, and then they change it for the second.
And then it gets swapped. Yes.
So I don't
Very
know.
confusing Grant.
We'll see how much I
Play
play
White
after.
2.
We'll see how much of
Connect
post Elite
the
Four I
two
play.
games.
Yeah.
Connected the two games.
You've
Yeah,
got
I plan on
content.
doing that.
You've
I'm
got a
here.
DS and a 3DS. It will be easy.
I've got six.
Yeah. Get some more content. It's fun.
That's what I'm planning to do.
True.
I will play all of them. Up to Sun and Moon anyway. I'm not gonna play Sun and Moon.
Sun and
You won't
Moon
play Sun and
sucks.
Moon? Those
But
are
I will
the better
play
games, in my
X and
opinion.
Y and Omega Alpha.
Mega Ruby Alpha Sapphire Auras.
Yeah.
Yeah. Auras was
Yeah.
good.
Auras is peak, bro.
I played the game of the week. I played some My Sims. That's out. I got
Oh,
it for
yeah.
free through work. I played that on my Switch. They did the best they could with the controls. I recommend playing handheld. It makes the motion controls way easier. Well, there's no motion controls anymore, but the adaptation using a touchscreen is way more intuitive than using a controller. I ordered a copy of Silent Hill 2 today on Walmart because it was $30. Bang.
Yeah.
Excited to play
Yeah.
that. And that's kind of really it. I've been super busy on my off time up to this point, but before today. I had Friendsgiving. I made chicken dumplings for that. One of my
Well, I have
buddies up here
Friendsgiving
bought a
tomorrow.
he bought a brand new Golf GTI. And
Nice.
so just out of nowhere. So we went on a drive on Sunday. Yeah, yesterday.
How
We
about that was fun?
yeah, he's I mean it's a brand new car, so he has to break it in. So we couldn't do anything super crazy.
Naturally.
He's got to get 1,000 miles. So most of the point of that drive was to just help him cut through
Oh, it's
those
like
miles.
brand new.
Yeah, he bought it with 25 miles on it. And the first thousand miles
Wow,
you have to drive
damn.
like very conservatively. RPMs need to stay
Yeah.
like under 50% maximum, and yeah, do a bunch of other stuff. So yeah, we're just helping cut through the first 1,000 miles, get out of the way, and I assume probably in
Yeah.
a 3 weeks or a month we'll go back out there with it fully broken in and raise serious hell, but we'll see. It's a
Dang.
very nice car. I have to give him that.
Oh yeah.
That's sick.
So yeah, I did that. I watched the Auburn game. I watched the F1 race this week at midnight. That was weird. And yeah, that's about it, I think. So we're gonna
Hell yeah.
spin the wheel.
Nice.
Kyle, you're up.
All right. I've been playing a lot of Civ 6. I'm super hyped for Civ 7. Comes out February 11th. It's going to be super cool. I've been playing stuff on my emulator, including Game of the Week. What else have I done? I played some Beat Saber on, what's today, Monday? So I played that on Friday. I played some Beat Saber after I got home from work. Been a minute since I had last played that, but before then, I forgot how much fun that game is, but it is a very fun game. And, let's see, what else have I been playing? I'm pretty sure that's it, but let's see. Oh, I started for the first time Warhammer for 40K, Space Marine. I don't really see the hype, honestly. I had it on my wish list. I wasn't expecting to ever really pay much attention to it, but one of my friends gifted it to me. So and it's I downloaded so, it, and
it is one of the games of all time.
I downloaded it and started playing it, and it's I don't like it that much. Killing shit is fun. The story seems dumb, and killing shit is only fun for about like 30 minutes, and then I had to put it down. So,
damn.
Those are my opinions on Space Marine 2. That's about it. That's all I played. Space Marine, Beat Saber, emulator games, and Civ 6. A lot of Civ 6.
All right, easy enough. Spin the wheel. Who's up?
Oh, and I also Alex, have Friendsgiving tomorrow. I'm making sweet potato casserole.
All right. We played golf with friends. I played Game of the Week.
We did play golf. I forgot about golf.
Something. Yeah, because of Kiwami a lot. I had to go get a stupid costume that's in my closet, and I only had one hat left. So thank goodness I went and did it then. We went to the Lego store, and they gave me Cameron bought expensive. But
Chelsea,
yeah,
Chelsea
I got
my Christmas
three
present.
Minifigs for free, which was pretty cool because my card wasn't working. And he was just like, you can have them. Awesome. Thank you.
Well, okay. So,
nope, we're not doing story time.
Yeah, you just did done. Story time.
Yeah, what the heck?
Alex,
show and tell, but don't tell.
I came over after checking out. And I was like, Alex, did you use the VIP membership? And the guy, I swear the face, look on his face just says, I'm not dealing with this. So he's just like, screw it. You can have it. Goodbye. Because it was like right before closed too.
Oh.
So it's, you know, it's like, get out of line.
Now, why did you have to buy a costume?
I didn't. I had to go pick it up.
It's a fursuit.
Damn.
I didn't want to be the one to say it. That's why I asked.
Goofy
I got
now.
You, bro.
He's actually goofy now.
Ew. That makes it worse. Anyway.
I don't know. I keep getting interrupted. I'm done.
<That's crazy. laughs>
The first group broke, Alex. Okay. Let's go. Cameron's last. Cooper, you're up.
Oh,
love to see it, baby.
Love to see it. Where he belongs in the line.
That's right.
Let's see. What did I do? Not much. Oh, was that
clearly? He can't remember.
Yeah, I guess that was this week. I was full. I got asked by Colin Barrett to go disc golfing. I was sick as a dog, and then I got forced. They held me at gunpoint, and we went disc golfing.
That's crazy,
bro. That
if you were wild. Actually sick as a dog, you would not have gone.
I was, dude. I did not feel good. I still went though.
Okay.
Sick as a dog implies you don't have the strength to go do things.
You also know. You also have to know that he woke up. After being asleep for legitimately 16 hours.
So, I do that on the regular.
Okay, but yeah you feel like crap when you sleep for 16 hours and then wake up. It doesn't matter who you are. like, you're gonna feel kind of shitty when you wake up after being asleep for 16 hours.
Agreed, but that doesn't qualify as sick as a dog.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it doesn't qualify. I'm just saying.
Cooper was actually sick as a dog, 16 hours of sleep does not sound out of the question.
Exactly. See? Grins on my side.
But if he was just sleeping 16 hours because you guys have the ability to sleep 16 hours for some weird reason, then, yeah, I don't know.
No, I was actually feeling kind of like crap because I caught it early that night, too. I went to bed at, like, 10 or 11, right?
Early. 10 or 11.
You went to bed at, like, 9:30 and then woke up at, like, 3 or some shit like that. I don't know. I know that we calculated it, and it was 16 hours. That's what I know.
Mm-hmm. But that was fun. And, I really haven't been doing a lot. I've been finishing up class stuff, took some exams. I got 102, which was, like, the best grade. I wouldn't mind some more competition, bro. Everybody else, like, it's like they don't care or something.
Because they don't.
That's crazy.
Sad.
Bro, legit, just...
Bro, legit what?
Called out your entire class, bro.
Well, it's upsetting, bro, because, like, I want someone to be, like, competitive with, because I'm competitive. And then when someone doesn't try, it's like, man.
Well... Once we get into psychology,
I love
competitive with you.
Your point, but you're not gonna find that.
Yeah,
you might be able to find one other person in that class that'll do that with you.
Yeah,
but that's a tough pitch.
That is really hard. Yeah,
especially at Southern Union, that's not gonna happen, bro.
Yeah, most likely.
Yeah, what class is this?
So.
Business.
Business. Yeah.
Yeah. No, bro.
Nah. But yeah, me and Kyle in psychology next semester. Oh, it's over, buddy. It's over.
For who? Great. Psychologist?
You
know him too.
Bro, that's not even a competition. Psychology's easy.
I hated psych.
Yeah.
It's a boring class.
It's
Both are extremely interesting, so.
Yeah, I agree with both of those. I didn't really like doing psych, but I learned an interesting amount of information. I took it online over the summer, so it was so butter.
I'm taking social right now, and a lot of the like concepts are transferring. So, you know.
There are many term things, like learn the definition things.
Oh, like
yeah.
Card information?
Yeah.
Basically.
It was like once a week there would be like a quiz or a mini test. I don't remember because it's very early on.
The thing I remember from psych was like visualize the terms on things in a room that you spend a lot of time in so that when you think of that room, you see the words. I went, no, I don't.
What?
Yeah, that's what I remember from psych.
They're nothing.
And exactly. Kyle had psych and he read about cannibals.
I watched a documentary the other day about cannibals. It was interesting. And also deeply troubling.
Legit.
As you'd expect.
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, you gotta convince people not to be cannibals.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I played a little bit of Among Us. Just for like a little bit. Because they dropped 2 new Cosmic Cubes. And you know me. I bought them day one.
Day one, hour one, minute one.
Yes, sir. But yeah. I really haven't been. I've been like working in class. I'm off this week.
You're working
much,
in
Friday.
Class? That's
you know
crazy.
What? That too, yeah. The grind never stops.
All right, well,
till Friday, so I'm just going to be taking it easy.
Cameron, finish this out.
All right.
So, I played Ace Attorney. Alex, which one I've been playing? The
Spirit
the
of Justice.
Spirit of Justice, the sixth one in the series. So I've been playing that. Obviously I played our download station for this week. I uploaded the Amiibo Historian video for the complete history of Amiibo. So I was kind of, you know, focusing on that a little bit. I played a little bit of the Buzz Lightyear of Star Command PlayStation 1? PlayStation 2? No, I think PlayStation 2. I don't know. It's on PSN, so I'm playing that a little bit. It is a licensed video game in the early 2000s.
Yep.
It is one of the licensed video games, that is for sure.
Oh yeah.
Very, very, very clunky camera controls. And by controls I mean no controls. It just, you know, poorly follows you as early 2000s 3D games did. It's very clunky. Like Alex said, we went to the Lego store. Oh, I also played golf with friends. I lost.
As expected.
Damn, Kyle doesn't even play with us.
Yeah, I was at work, so
Kyle
that was not picking to happen.
It's so sad.
No, I mean I would have lost, but I was also at work. So I couldn't have even played if I wanted to.
Yeah, so did golf with friends, and then, like Alex said, we went out to his deployment location. Checked that out a little bit for him. The bus driver straight up told us that cast members would have to take the bus to get back there, and we were like, what the hell? There's no way. So, that, you know, that was a good little...
Turns out, there was a way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There is a way. It's go through a different resort to get there. Like, that's crazy. But it's probably, you know, so that they don't have guest parking right up against the restaurant where the cast members need to be coming in at. And then we went to Disney Springs, walked around a bit. We went to Lego store. Chelsea got me my Christmas gift while there was 2x VIP points. So I know what it is, but we
also
got
no fun.
You know. Yeah.
No, you don't know what it is. You act surprised.
I act surprised. That's so true. I'd rather not know, but
like Chelsea, thank you so much.
Two times points on expensive Lego sets is nice. Mm-hmm. And it also got us two gifts with purchase. One of them was a little Christmas train, and then the other was this classic record player.
Oh, that's where you got that from.
Yeah. The disc spins, which is cool. And then also has the little needle, you know, to go over it. And then can also lock that in place. Like this is a very intricate set for you know, being locked behind a $250 purchase.
Yeah.
It's not bad. It's not bad. I think that's about it, though. It's just been one of those weeks. But hopefully since I have nothing else to do, because I'm blocked out of the parks starting Wednesday, I will be doing something this week. I don't know what. But
you're going to work.
You're going to work. I am not.
That's crazy. He's not working. Silly.
Okay.
So who are you talking about?
Download station game of the week, Donkey Kong Country 3, finishing out the trilogy of DKC games. This game always felt so unnecessary to play. But it's not bad. It's literally the same thing again. And honestly, DKC 3 is a true showcase of the power of the Super Nintendo. It is crazy what they did in that game. For it being the Super Nintendo. Like, it's so old, they programmed the N64 into it. Like, you save your game through your grandmother Kong's N64.
Yeah.
But it's really very, very impressive. But, yeah, I mean, I would never pick this out of any of the three games when I wanted to play DKC. I think everybody should play it, though, just to see what it's like.
Okay, I'll play it at some point.
Yeah, what do you mean you'll play it at some point?
You were supposed to play it this week, dummy.
I was busy, bro.
No, he's not going to play it, and he's never going to beat DKC 1 either, I'm telling you.
I will.
No, he's no, you're not. You're literally not.
There's no time.
Dude, I'm gonna be the richest man on earth from this fail, from this failure.
Quite literally.
No, I'm gonna beat it, bro.
No, you won't. You're capping your ass off, bro. Everyone knows.
Poor Cooper. I will be there. Was here didn't play, Cooper. That's so sad.
I didn't want to put, bro. I heard it's mid.
I heard
it's mid.
2 seconds ago.
That's the joke.
That was crazy.
Yeah, there's so many. There is a lot of things. The map is weird. The whole swimming around, like, it's not a hardcore map anymore. It's like,
nah. It's
like the first thing you have to do is drive a boat and figure out where you're going. There's no open indication of where you go.
The very first thing is swim, and then it's like, what the hell am I doing? Where the hell's my partner?
Yeah, where's Baby Kong?
Then you also have the, like, no indication of how to get out of the boat once you get the boat.
Oh, there's so many buttons you can push.
Yeah, but they're, you know, because when you're swimming around, you just get off on the land.
Yeah, the combination of those two things means spamming all the buttons everywhere along the edges of the map until you find the place that you're supposed to get off at.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Soundtrack is awesomely, like, too much been there, done that. This almost feels like Super Mario Brothers U. But Donkey Kong, like, okay, we've been here, we've seen this, we've done this before.
But now we're in a different map.
But now we're, yeah, there's like a couple small differences. But
I also, and maybe it's just because we've been playing the other two, and I, you know, beat those. I don't know if I care as much for the art style of all the enemies. There's just something off after playing the
previous two games. Yeah, they definitely did change the enemy sprites a little bit. It looks weird. It feels almost kind of like a spinoff too, instead of like an evolution. I don't know, or like DLC, or a ROM hack. I don't know.
I mean,
just like upscaling, but like wrong, you know, especially with like whatever the
without any of the rest of the critiques, they took a game that had Diddy Kong in it and they took Diddy Kong out of that game. Bad game. Easy.
That's crazy.
No, I'm just joking.
No, he's cooking. Let him cook.
Yeah, let him
cook. But, I mean, y'all all know how much I love Diddy Kong, so.
That's so true. Like, it's just, my vote is play it, but.
Yeah, definitely play it.
It's good enough to play. There's just something off about it compared to the other two.
Yeah, there's nothing. It's not bad. It's just
different.
Whatever.
It's not the same as DKC 1 or 2.
Yeah, it's not going to hit like those games. But it's a
different breed.
It's in a reasonably enjoyable time.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I beat technically the first boss because I got one of the bandages and got the hovercraft. That was cool. But it's yeah. I don't know. I'm getting used to the control style or like the art style, but it still feels weird a little bit.
Yeah, it's definitely pretty weird. All right, well, there you go. We played all the Donkey Kong Country games. Thank you for indulging me in some SNES magic. Onto the tidbits. Windows 11 24H2 update blocked on PCs with Assassin's Creed and Star Wars Outlaws. Like, by the EA launcher or the Ubisoft launcher? Or just... does Windows detect those games and say no install for you?
That'd be funny.
Great question.
That'd be absolutely... hilarious.
Microsoft is blocking the update on computers with some Ubisoft games, including those two games and Avatar, after changes in the operating system causes the game to crash, freeze, or have audio issues. Nice.
Interesting.
Dude, why is... bad. I love how every Windows update is like a nightmare and sucks. Like, we just can't figure out Windows updates.
Well, where would we be if they weren't, Grant? Having an operating system?
Utopia. insert top text, bottom text, life if Windows updates didn't suck.
True.
Sonic X Shadow Generations has now sold over 1.5 million copies. That's not bad.
Yeah, good.
Sonic Cross Shadow Generation, Sonic the Hedgehog 3 movie pack listed for $5.99 for Switch. Releases on December 12th. Alex, where are you? I need your deciphering. Alex. We lost Alex.
He's dead.
We're going to have to figure it out on our own. I found the listing. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 movie pack for Sonic Cross Shadow Generations on Switch. Take on a new look as Shadow and play through a unique level inspired by the new movie, Sonic the Hedgehog 3, featuring the voice of Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
Keanu Reeves. I've never seen the trailer
for it.
Nice. Stellar Blades Nier Automata DLC was released. The costume from the game, like 2B's outfit, earned from Nier character Emil. I saw a clip of that outfit being worn, and if you try to look at the character's ass in the game, because it's 2B and it's Stellar Blade, the character will actually kick the camera away.
Nice.
Like, in disgust.
That's hilarious.
Good.
Very Bayonetta vibes of, like,
That is
ugh,
funny.
Get away from me. It's funny, yeah.
Herb.
Yeah, I saw a clip on Twitter, and they like you can keep trying, and it'll kick you away like after like a second. It's funny how tight the controls are in that thing, and that someone had to program that. I think that's the funniest part.
Someone got paid for that.
That was like a multi-day, potentially multi-week process of like having that discussion and then deciding to do it. Go telling the programmers to go do it, and then the programmers writing that code.
Like, actually doing it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's funny.
But like, as they should. That's hilarious.
Yeah, really. Go to the internet if you need to see it. The Metroid website has been updated to add Metroid Prime 4 Beyond. Embark on a new mission coming to Nintendo Switch in 2025. We will see if that holds.
Yeah. Probably not.
Probably not.
Donkey Kong Land 1 and 2 is now available to play for NSO members. You have to be... No, Game Boy is on regular NSO, right?
Yeah.
Game Boy
not
is...
GBA.
GBA
so.
Is not.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. So Donkey yeah. Kong Land 1 and 2 is Donkey Kong Country, not ported, but demade for the Game Boy. And no, not the Game Boy Color. The Game Boy. It is crusty and gross, but it is Donkey
like
Kong
it.
Country.
But it is Donkey Kong Country.
I recommend that's, you guys boot it up for like 2 minutes and just play through the first level. Just to get, like, if you play one level, you'll know everything you need to know about how crusty this game is. It's so gross, but it's still Donkey Kong Country, just with like 5 pixels. I remember when I first found those games, before I knew that they ported
on the emulator.
They ported them to GBA, and I didn't know that when I found these, and I thought these were gonna be like banging, and then I played them like. Ew, dude. It feels like you're playing with, like, old food. It's just...
icky.
Like, you eat something, and it does not taste like what you thought it was going to taste like, and you just
yep.
regret your decision. Yeah.
Like, there are games that feel like work. Did Alex fall asleep?
Yeah, he did. I just muted him. That's crazy, dude. What episode is this? We gotta write this down. Episode 204, Alex falls asleep. Are we that boring?
No.
Damn, dude. I mean...
He's just that
God.
I knew he... Yeah, he said he was like he was tired of wanting to go to bed.
Discussion.
I heard that noise, and I didn't know what it was at first. And then eventually it came through loud enough like, oh, that's snoring. That's crazy. You know, dude, I have to be so tired to sleep standing up or sleep sitting up.
Yeah, me too.
He might have been lying down on his headset. That's funny. Brain Age
so
train
hilarious.
Dude, Brain Age Music is a Nintendo Music app now?
Ooh, damn.
I really am not cool with this whole one game a week thing, especially when the game this
annoying.
Week is freaking Brain Age.
Yeah,
come on, bro.
Wasted a week.
Yeah, we can't do once a week releases and the only release be Brain Age. We got to improve this a little bit. Okay.
No, that's not better. That's actually worse.
He's. Are you eating a pillow right now?
It sounds like he's like. Yeah. He's like turned over on the head, like on the mic.
Oh.
Yeah, I think.
Okay, Onion article of the week. 10 other things that you can do while waiting for your turn in Mario Party. Let's see what we got. clean out your closet. Dude, this list already sucks. Clean out your closet.
Go from playing video games to cleaning, what the fuck?
Yeah, no. Paint your nails. Touch up your roots. Dude, who wrote this?
A teenage girl.
Yeah. Dust your bookshelf and toss any books by canceled authors.
Okay, that's
the Giving Tree. Let me toss out the Giving Tree real quick.
Locate your middle school enemies on LinkedIn and leave negative comments.
What the hell?
File your emails. Start an MLM.
That's crazy.
Actually bake a cake. Call your mom. She misses you. That's what the MLM said. And finally start that manuscript. This is a weak list. I do like locating your middle school enemies on LinkedIn and leaving negative comments. I like that one.
But like, I don't know. Maybe we should have looked at that before we decided to put it on the show.
Well, look, if we had looked at it before, then we would have been surprised before anyone could hear us be surprised about how bad the list is.
Exactly.
That is one of the worst lists I've ever heard of. Like,
yeah, that's rough, buddy.
Not everything we put in this section will be bangers.
I was gonna say.
It also is hard drive, so I think the point of this ad was to just do mundane things to wait for your turn.
Okay, I know that not everything we put in the section is gonna be bangers, but I think it should at least make sense.
Well, okay, like, you know, I was thinking like, go visit a theme park, build that Lego set in your closet, like, play through Super Mario Galaxy.
Yeah, but those are guy answers.
Yeah.
And the article had woman answers, so
we paint our nails in here.
But none of those take more than like 5 minutes. That's not funny.
Yeah, which is why it's what you do in between turns.
See,
although you know there's something that you can also do in between turns, and that's play the mini game.
True.
Yeah.
Strategize.
What strategy? It's fucking like Mario Party.
Get angry
other than,
because everyone stole your partner.
Other than me nailing you and hitting you all with the train, what strategy?
Okay.
Yeah, humble brag right there.
Humble brag.
I mean,
am I wrong?
You took us all out. That's so true.
That shit was funny.
Alex, go back to bed.
Under the rumors for the week, from Bloomberg, Sony is working on a standalone handheld game machine to attract more gamers to the PlayStation community, rivaling the Switch. Basically, it's going to be what the PlayStation Portal should have been.
True.
Apparently. They're in talks to do it.
No. Sony always shoots for the fucking stars. They're like, oh, we got to compete with Nintendo. And this is why the PSP lost and the Vita killed their handheld system.
It's not going to work, though, because, like, the way Nintendo works is, like, Nintendo has really good third-party support with the Switch and
Cooper, you don't understand. They want this to be the same power as the PS5.
I don't even know how they're going to do that. I don't even think the Steam Deck has that. I mean, I'm not sure. I don't know the numbers of the Steam Deck.
The tech is not there yet.
It's not there.
Well, I mean, you start the talks now. This would be
around the PS6.
Yeah, it'll release in 4 or 5 years.
Okay.
You'll be able to play the PS5 and PS.
Stupidly expensive.
You'll be able to play the PS4 and 5 games on the handheld, and that's why they're testing out the stupid cloud streaming on the Portal now, so that you could cloud stream 6 games on this.
Oh, I see.
I get you. That's stupid, though, because, like,
not gonna lie, I'd be kind of get down for that.
Really? I don't know if it, but like with PlayStation.
A PlayStation Portal that can play two gens of PlayStation games and can stream the current gen of PlayStation games. Okay, I'd be down for that.
You need to stream it from the console.
Yeah. I understand. PlayStation Portal, but you can also play two generations previous worth of games.
Backwards compatibility is really sick.
Yeah.
Expensive, whatever it is.
But it's going to be very specific. Like, yeah. the thing is, PlayStation doesn't really have a lot of console exclusives like Nintendo.
They have an okay amount, but I think what will kill this device is Nintendo will be releasing exclusives. Like new games for their thing, and PlayStation will be like, just play our old stuff.
Yeah.
They're not going to make new games for it.
Dude, once Nintendo drops a second Odyssey, bro, it's over. It's game over for everybody else.
I mean, really, to be honest, yeah, if
right.
I was going to...
This is crunchy.
Oh, yeah, Donkey Kong Land.
Yes.
Yeah, very crunchy.
That is, in fact, not a rumor. That is a cold, hard fact. That just...
Game bad.
Did I put that in the wrong column? That's my bad.
What?
Wait, what?
No, we already talked. We talked about that when you were asleep.
That we did.
But anyway, to be honest, if I was going to change my platform of my handheld platform of choice right now, or really for the foreseeable future, like if I wasn't going to be a Switch person, I would be a Steam Deck person because I don't really see why you wouldn't. Like if I didn't pick until now, I would have picked a Steam Deck over a Switch. I'm kind of already heavily invested in the Switch, so I'm writing it out. But
so
yeah,
here's what will happen.
So like, I don't know if I could do a Sony one. That would be what stopped me. I'd just rather get a Steam Deck.
5 years from now, Microsoft and Sony are going to both release their handheld, but they're not going to do anything for it. But it will sell better than the Steam Deck because it will sell in stores. And the Steam Deck, you've got to buy from Steam.
From Steam.
So it will have better market share than the Steam Deck. That won't make it better than the Steam Deck. It's just going to have more market
share.
Does
the Portal sell well, though? I didn't think the Portal was...
It sold well in Japan.
It's also picked up a lot after they've put out updates to finally make it work more like you think it would.
Okay.
And they also just added another update that lets you do cloud streaming for like PlayStation Now.
Which is crazy.
So like true cloud streaming, not streaming from your device, but like streaming from a random device Sony owns. You can play a select library of PS4 and PS5 games through that.
That makes $200 reasonable, I feel like.
I would prefer if I could download a game to the Portal.
Yeah, I mean, it's a full streaming device. I would mostly just, like, honestly, if I had a Portal, I don't really think I'd bring it anywhere.
No.
I might bring it on long trips and try it out, but, like, mostly I would just use it so I can play PlayStation on the toilet. Because that's the best part of the Switch.
It will be a Wii U gamepad with more range.
Yes.
I'm okay with that. That's what I'd be going into it for, but that's why I wouldn't pay $200 for it. If I get it for, like, $100, I'd do it.
No, you need it. If you wanted it at 100, you needed it to fail like the VR2, which is why the VR2 is on sale again. Not as cheap as yours, but almost as cheap as yours.
I think it's the same sale from last time.
I thought you paid $250.
How much did you get your VR2 for?
I paid $400, but I got it from Costco, and I got the big bundle with the.
That's right.
Controller dock station.
Okay, maybe it is a sale then.
It was on sale for like $350.
You also got Call of the Wild.
Yeah.
And Call of the Wild is they're selling and it's $350.
Anyway. So yeah, well, I guess we'll hear about this in 2028.
Right.
Yeah.
I guess
we'll see. I mean, like, out of all the, like, in terms of, like, looking at, like, what are they called? Handhelds? I think Steam Deck is really good because their library is just so, like, I guess expansive.
Yeah, literally anything you can play on Steam, you can play on it, so.
Here's the thing. Everybody else
dropped out of the handheld market until they saw how well the Switch did.
And then everybody wanted that market share. Oh, which, yeah. I mean, you know, without the big three, all three of the big three being in there, other companies, you know, were like, hey, we can do it, but can you?
I think Steam does it pretty well, but everybody else, because I think
there's... Yeah, like, I kind of am upset that I have the Switch as my primary console, because I kind of wish now that I literally had a Switch for Nintendo exclusives, and then everything else was on my Steam account, and I had a Steam Deck.
Yeah, dude.
Welcome to my life. That's basically what I do.
Yeah. And it's like, most of the time it's fine. There's not really a noticeable difference. But, I don't know. Something about getting older and not wanting to do it with as much shit.
Yeah.
From
having the best version of every game instead of it being like, oh, well, we had to compromise the Switch version.
Yeah, and also, like, you can get every game on Steam for, like, 80% off all the time, because that's just how PC games work. It's always very expensive on Nintendo, and you have to pay for cloud saves.
And they have to do so much extra work to make it actually be able to run on Nintendo.
Well, Nintendo games just don't go on sale ever. Like,
that, too. If you're talking about, like, exclusives. But I'm talking about, like, games that are made by third party that they have to dumb down in order for it to run on Nintendo.
They don't. They're just lazy, though.
True.
Stray Run's great.
I wouldn't be surprised if one day I do make that move and sell a bunch of my Switch stuff to move to this Steam Deck. Well, there's Steam Deck 2. I don't know. From Tyler McVicker, leaks on Half-Life 3. Valve were conducting gunplay tests. New shotgun sound effects were found in Source 2's core. Valve's voxel-based destruction engine, nicknamed Artie, will be a major feature of Half-Life 3. NPCs will react differently depending on other NPCs in the area. Focus on gameplay innovation rather than graphical innovation. Reiterates Half-Life 3 is not open world, will be linear with open areas, similar to Uncharted 4. Game will feature more immersive sim elements than previous installments, and will likely be Steam Deck or Steam Deck 2 compatible.
Nice.
See, it's Half-Life 3, that's how we know it's fake.
Yeah, this is fake as fuck.
That's insane.
So true.
Fake.
Fake. Yeah, no.
We could hope, though.
I really do hope they announce, like, a Steam Deck 2 at some point, though. That would be sick. Because that's what I'm holding out for.
Huber says, actively at a computer that could run most of the games he would want to play on Steam.
But imagine my fat ass on the couch playing Steam games.
On the toilet. On the toilet.
Exactly.
Dude, hashtag on the toilet 2028. I think we could make a run for it.
Toilet gaming has never been so easy, guys.
Make America poop right again.
No, because the worst part is you two would run,
make America toilet
and people
game
would be
again.
Like, oh, look what they said in the past, and you two would be like, yeah, I said it. I'll say it again.
I can see it now. The Grant Cooper campaign. It'll get the gamer vote for sure.
Persona 5, the Phantom X console version, could be announced at the Game Awards.
I think it's been said the last 2 years.
No one cares about Persona 5 anyway.
Not real.
Not real.
Fake and gay. Fake. Actor Chris
fake
Judge
news.
Teases Game of the
fake
Week.
Fake news.
Game of GOW announcements for the next 2 weeks? What's GOW?
God of War.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. So potentially God of War stuff coming out.
The remake of 1.
That would be so funny. I would actually, I mean, I definitely wouldn't buy it, but I'd laugh very hard if they did that. Metroid Prime 2 Remastered, planned for Switch early 2025. I need to go back and play Metroid Prime Remastered more. I did not play nearly enough of that game.
That was good. I was bad, but it was good.
So Metroid 2 and Metroid 4 for 2025. But what about 3?
No.
We don't talk about that one.
Metroid 3 is 2026.
Metroid 3 goes in the bucket of Wind Waker and Twilight Princess, where it's going to be done and ready to go, and they're just going to sit there dorking it instead of releasing it because they hate you and they want you to be upset.
They got to hold it for
they do love dorking
a
it.
Blank, you know?
Right
now.
This game got delayed. We gotta hold it. You don't understand.
What did they release in November? Nothing. It's
yes.
time.
Zelda
yes,
month.
They released Mario Party.
Oh, Brothership. Yeah, Brothership's Brothership sucks. Not actually. But it sucks if we're talking about this over Wind Waker and Twilight Princess.
We could release more than one game in a month.
No.
Especially since it's been done for 15,000 years.
No, supposedly done. We have no proof.
Where's your facts, Grant?
I have a gun.
Me. I'm the facts.
And the mailing address of Nintendo headquarters. I can go find out.
Get this That's man crazy. An unregistered firearm.
Where is it?
We're releasing it, but you won't see it.
Where's Koizumi right now? I need to talk to him.
I just want to talk to him.
I just want to talk to him.
You don't understand.
Oh gosh.
Inside the Fall of Game, which I assume is the GameStop, but Europe, British.
Yes.
GAME game. Okay.
This should have been up, though. It shouldn't have been in rumors. That's fine.
Oh, well, too late. No games, no accessories. Instead, we received 136 Zendaya action figures. I assume that's someone talking about their game order.
Yeah. Well, no. Like, why game fell apart. It's like GameStop. They're not getting games anymore.
Oh,
they're falling off.
Yeah, they're falling off, but I'm saying like this quote is from a customer that received 136 Zendaya
not
action
a
figures.
Employee.
This is corporate? Okay, this is okay.
Oh.
And he was just
The employee got
this
that box?
Great.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Why is That's he disgruntled? Zendaya's great.
Get my
store.
Zendaya out my video games. Like, I don't care if she's good or bad. I couldn't care less. Get her out of my video game store. I don't need Zendaya here. I don't want her watching me.
I do have one more rumor.
Okay.
I don't remember if we talked about it because it just keeps showing up in my feeds. Men in Black at Universal Studios Florida is going to be replaced.
You can't say that anymore.
He didn't say men are black. He said men in black.
Yeah, you can't say either men or black anymore. Those are both trigger words.
That's crazy. Men in Black at Universal Studios Florida will be replaced with a new dark ride based on Pikmin.
Why was Men in Black a dark ride?
So they can do shooter like Buzz Lightyear, Space Ranger.
I don't know if I believe that.
That's what it is.
Kyle might have been onto something.
A dark ride where you shoot?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, a dark ride where you shoot.
That's crazy.
Hey, bro. I'm just saying. Men in Black.
Cannot say that.
I'm just saying Men in Black.
I need to leave, bro.
Yeah, let's move on. I feel like we're like tight roping right now. I need to.
I think we fell off, dude.
Jesus.
No, we haven't died yet. We're close though.
The ice is cracking. But...
The life beep is going off in Zelda.
Literally.
Anyway, finishing topic of the week. So, it is the 20th anniversary of the Nintendo DS.
Let's go.
Let's go. Dude, wait, I'm as old as the DS?
It released November 21st, 2004. Yeah, literally. You're like... It's... Yeah, because I remember when I first learned the insult of, like, if you're younger than the Nintendo DS, don't talk to me. And I went and I immediately looked at your birthday. That's the first thing I did when I saw that meme. I'm not kidding. I looked at Cooper. I was like, how old is Cooper? And then he was like October. And I was like, damn it.
Disappointment.
Just barely.
Yeah.
He barely makes the cut. My day is ruined.
It's the 20th anniversary of the DS. So we want to discuss our top three favorite games for the Nintendo DS. Now, this is a finishing topic I can get behind. I literally have a DSi XL and a 3DS XL on in sleep mode with different games running at my desk, if you can believe it. That's how
I
can't
you.
Stick on one.
That is not
I've got Pokemon White on the DSi, and I've got Majora's Mask on the 3DS. I love the DS so much.
Are we including
I just
the 3DS?
Want to clarify.
No.
We're only doing DS.
Yeah, it's only DS.
Okay.
3DS. But I have two of them.
Which DS have better games anyway, so.
That's crazy,
but that also kind of correct in some aspects.
It's mostly correct. I would say it's like 20% not correct, 80% correct.
Okay. Not one of my favorites because I don't remember playing it. But I will say Yoshi's Island DS is far superior to New Yoshi Island. New Yoshi Island is balls. It fucking sucks.
It's balls.
Balls.
We're not supposed to be putting down the 3DS. We're just talking about how good the DS was.
Yeah, and I am, but I'm putting down the 3DS.
Alex literally woke back up for the finishing topic. Yoshi's and the first island. Thing were like, Yoshi's New Island is balls.
Kyle went the 3DS bad, and the camera continued by going, yeah, the games are bad.
No, not all 3DS games. Just New Yoshi Island.
Anyway, it's not 3DS, it's DS.
True.
Definitely, I don't know.
And the 3DS is bad, though.
I think... I'm gonna take a stab at this blindly because I can't think too long about it. Pokemon Heart Gold, New Super Mario mm-hmm. Brothers, and hell, hold on, let me. Oh, dude, I don't know. I froze. Mario Kart DS, I guess.
Mario Kart DS is a solid pick.
I can say mine. I have three of them that in my mind stand out above all the others. That's Mario Kart DS, Auras. I specifically had Alpha Sapphire, so that one is the one that speaks to me.
That's a 3DS game.
That's
a 3DS game.
Was it?
Yep.
Putting down the 3DS.
He said this.
You know what? I still fuck the 3DS. No. Still fuck the 3DS. I'm changing my answer to White, Pokemon White.
Okay.
And Pokemon Soul Silver, because I don't like Ho-Oh. He's overrated. Lugia is better. Eat my shit.
You literally thought Auras was on the DS, and you said it was you're gonna be your favorite game. So you're lying to literally everybody on the show. And now when we get to the 3DS anniversary, you better not say Auras because that's a lie. You thought it was a DS game. No. Fraud. You're a fucking, you're a fraud.
I can't say Oris.
We'll remember this.
No, Cameron, put it on your, Cameron, put it on your sheet.
I'm going to.
I can too say Oris for the fucking 3DS anniversary, you bitches.
Yeah, you can. Nope. You can if you want, but we'll know it's a lie.
We'll know. We'll know.
It's not a lie. What do you mean?
Okay, bud.
I love Oris.
Bailiff. Whack his pee-pee.
I have been in my game case, and it's almost entirely...
I just thought that Oris was a DS game, not a 3DS game, okay?
Okay, I think I know one of Alex's for sure.
No, I'll get to it. I know what you're gonna say.
I think... Okay.
We're on the same wavelength.
I think we're on... No, I have another one to add to my list real quick, real quick. Very, very important. Best game I've ever played.
Oh,
Club Penguin.
True!
And I'm not even I'm like partially joking, but I'm not even joking. Like that game, dude, Elite Penguin Force was actually so fun.
Actually
I played
good.
Hours of Elite Penguin Force. And those are pretty much the only DS games that I had that I can remember playing like a crap ton of.
No, definitely. Herbert's Revenge, though, peak.
Facts.
That needs to be a game of the week right there.
It will not be.
I'm sad.
I guess I'll go. So, obviously Pokemon Soul Silver, Johto, got to represent Johto. Animal Crossing Wild World, well, it is probably the mainline game that I have the least time in. There are a lot more intricate systems in that one than the rest of the series. So they worked with what they had. It's a solid game. And probably Kingdom Hearts 358 every 2 days.
What kind of math?
Yeah, dude, I hate Kingdom Hearts subtitles so much.
So you play the amount of days, but you're Roxas instead of Sora because the soul's been split. Which is where
we're not going into Kingdom Hearts lore in this podcast.
Yeah, dude, you're just taking off.
Y'all gave me shit.
Because you deserved it.
He deserves it too. Not just me. Not just me.
I said a DS game.
Yeah, a shitty one.
At least it's a DS game.
Okay, buddy, I don't want to hear it.
Okay.
I don't want to hear
All right.
I'm thinking out loud right now. I think one of Haley's, if she was here, definitely would have been Nintendogs, which is a really good one.
Oh my god, my brother played Nintendogs.
We're judging yours.
That's also true. You're not picking Haley's, you're picking yours.
Okay, my bad. I'm thinking out loud. Pokemon Platinum for sure is definitely top three for me.
Pokemon Mr. Platinum level 100 good. Torterra.
It wasn't as good as Black and White, but Platinum was good.
Yeah, Gen 4 L, buddy.
Okay, y'all,
L.
Okay.
Okay, to be fair, Platinum
Look,
fixed a lot of the problems
way,
in Diamond and Pearl.
Platinum was like 10 million times better than Diamond and Pearl, 100%. Plus Giratina, way better than either Dialga or Palkia. But
Gen 4, bad. L, buddy.
Gen 4, less than Gen 5, so bad.
Okay, but like...
And Gen 2 Remake.
And Gen 2 Remake, obviously peak, so...
Good point.
That is one of the best remakes.
Yeah, I just want you to know your opinion is objectively worth less.
Okay.
That's the point of this.
Just thought you should know.
No.
That's crazy.
Wait, does that exist? Diddy Kong Racing was on the DS?
Yes.
Yeah, they replaced the roster, but that's definitely not your favorite game if you didn't know about it.
I didn't know that. That's cool, though.
You played Pokemon and Pokemon Ranger.
Pokemon Ranger was fun. I wouldn't say it's one of my favorites, but it was really fun.
Yoshi Touch and Go.
That's good. This is hard, dude.
I didn't expect Cooper to, like, know just because
I'm trying,
that like, is his system.
Narrowing it down is really hard. Scribblenauts is really good. I love Scribblenauts.
Was a lot of fun. Scribblenauts was a lot of fun.
This is why I had to do my list like quick think, because if I try to think about it too much, I'm not going to come up with it.
Yeah, I didn't just, like, think have about to it. Bang. Just, the games that I can remember playing the most of are the games that I say.
Fair.
Alrighty, got that answer. I'm waiting.
Kevin, you didn't say Animal Crossing?
He did.
He did.
Oh, he did?
Bruh, where you been?
I wasn't listening to Cameron.
I was shutting my child. I wasn't listening, it's Cameron.
That's crazy.
No, I wasn't listening to Cameron, that's my bad. I was shutting my Kyle's auras, bro.
See, okay. You're still screwing him up, Kyle.
You know what? I don't want to hear it.
Oh, you did. Too bad. Too late. Anyway. Yeah, you already heard it.
Womp, womp.
buddy.
I made a single mistake, guy.
Yeah, and you should be ashamed.
You know what? Shut up. I never said I shouldn't be, but just damn it, shut up.
We love you, buddy.
One rule.
That was six.
DS games, not 3DS games. Kyle. Or S.
Everybody.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Poor Kyle.
All right. Alex, what are yours?
Yeah. It'll come back to me from the third.
I'm annoyed with one of them because I feel like we've all said it.
What?
Yeah, it is Pokemon.
I mean, you can't. It's hard to not say Pokemon when Pokemon. This is the best Pokemon ever was on the
Pokemon
DS.
Was peak on the DS. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it only continued getting better. Like,
I don't know. GBA Pokemon was also extremely good. But then they just took GBA Pokemon and made it better.
Exactly.
Going into.
And you could still connect to it. At least in
Japan. Yeah. Like, yeah, you could connect with your friends.
Insane.
Yeah.
Which one, though? Which Pokemon?
Heart Gold.
All right, gang.
Okay.
Correct answer.
Wrong answer, but good choice.
Lugia is better than Ho-Oh. Lugia is better than Ho-Oh.
You're so distracted.
What'd you say?
He said you're so distracted.
Yes. That is one of my many skills is being distracted.
Oh, Spirit Tracks.
Spirit Tracks, okay.
That
game did actually like charm me so much.
Triforce
that's 3DS.
Is it?
Yes. Yeah. Oh my god, dude. You're 0 for 2.
Together so much because I literally after I got my 3DS, I played so many DS games on it that like I can't even remember what was 3DS and what was.
Sounds like
DS.
You played a lot of 3DS games on your 3DS.
No, I have like 4 3DS games. But I played a lot of DS games on it.
He just literally didn't know. He was buying 3DS games thinking they were DS games the whole time.
I literally did not. You know what? They're both.
I need to be blissfully ignorant like that.
I don't even want to hear it. They have DS in the name.
Nope, they're different.
Don't give a shit.
One's console exclusive or handheld
truly,
exclusive.
Truly, don't give a shit.
Fake fan.
Fake fan.
Okay, when did I ever say I was a fan?
That's crazy. That imagine not being a fan.
But I literally, you know what? I can't say anything right. It's
this is like, yeah, you're playing. You're on the wrong end of a game of whack-a-mole.
No, he's gone.
He's gone.
And the final game, I've mentioned it before on this show, but not this episode. It's The World Ends With You.
I feel like everything I say in my life is just more and more forfeit.
Which is the one Cooper realized.
Yeah,
that's the one that clicked. I was like, oh, that's gotta be.
Say the game again.
The World Ends With You.
Okay.
The hell is that?
And Cooper, that was the one you were gonna guess?
Yeah, that's what I was gonna
guess. A modern day JRPG with banger music. And on the DS, it took advantage of the dual screens. And you control two characters together. And then they ported it to iPhone where it stopped. And then they ported it to Switch.
where it did not suck.
People complain about, oh, don't play with the Joy-Con, but they're wrong. Turn on two-player mode. It's fun.
I did enjoy my playthrough of it on the Switch.
It was really good.
They're like, just play touchscreen. Why would I do that when I can I can still play it the second best way to play it?
And also use my TV.
Co-op, but you're controlling both Joy-Cons yourself. I don't know. It's a crazy game, but it's not one that you could, like, take on an emulator because of the unique systems in the game. Because everything about the 3DS it uses.
Yes.
Including the mic. Yeah, whatever.
Bro, where are we right now? Do we need to have a, like, training course?
Well, to be fair to me, I apparently already fell asleep on the show.
Yeah, that's fair.
Everyone clear your schedule for tomorrow morning. We're gonna have a training course on what is DS and what is 3DS, and also what is DSi, just as a little bonus lesson.
I don't want to. Fuck that.
It'll all be on the test.
Fuck that noise.
Too bad. I'm gonna airdrop you Scott the Waz until you watch it.
Hey, don't spoil the lesson plan.
I'm looking at a Wizard of Oz DS game that's very pretty that people were posting about. It's $200 on eBay.
I always thought it was pretty. Dang. Pretty.
Well, I think that's probably because of Wicked coming out.
Beyond the Yellow Brick Road?
Yeah.
I'll show you a Yellow Brick Road.
Okay, buddy. It's 8 out of 10 on IGN.
Yeah. It's got the seemingly good reviews.
Hmm. Interesting. Well, I think that's gonna. Oh wait, no, Cooper. What's your third one? What's your third one?
Come up with a third. So let's see. Pokemon Platinum for sure. Scribblenauts, I think for sure. And then a third one.
Look, y'all are giving me crap. I still said 3DS games. I just also added a couple 3DS games.
Bro, you're thinking about that rent free, bro. That issue's living in your head rent free. We got you, bro.
It is.
We're in your head.
It is. You really did. You're in my head. You're in my head for the rest of eternity now.
I'm crawling in your I'm crawling in your brain wrinkles, bro.
You're living in my brain wrinkles. Drinking tea and shit.
This is hard, dude.
What was the Kirby game? Kirby and the Rainbow Curse?
I think so. I don't think I played the
Wii U version.
Canvas Curse?
Canvas Curse was on the Wii. DS version.
Yeah.
Oh,
I had a Kirby game on DS, though.
Lego Rock Band.
Oh, dude,
I'm not saying Lego Rock Band's my favorite game on the DS.
No, but like...
Lego Rock Band. Oh, dude, the Lego Star Wars game where we would play hide and seek. I don't know if y'all remember that, but I remember that.
Who's we?
Us, bro. Us three. We would like load
Alex
it up.
Doesn't remember. That's so sad.
Because you could do the like the demo thing where like one person owns the game and then demo it to the others, and we'd run around in the lobby playing hide and seek. Y'all remember, dude?
Playing hide and seek.
That I'll put that as my third, like Lego Star Wars or Lego Rock Band. One of those two for sure. Those are like tied. Those are good.
Interesting entry.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
I must be insane.
I must be insane. No one's denying that, Alex.
Yeah, you're on the show.
I mean, you've also listened to me talk today, so. Anything is available.
Yeah, you had to go through the past 20 minutes.
I was going to say, Kyle, pre-show, bro.
Shut up. Yeah, you also had me pre-show, not even just during the show.
All right,
then you fell asleep during the show, too. Also might be my fault, but...
I think we saved Alex from a really crazy nightmare. Dude, having to listen to Kyle while also being asleep, That's a bad mix.
It
woke up screaming in a cold sweat.
Dude, the podcast, like, you know, people listen to, like, they watch, like, TV or stuff for noise to go to bed. Absolutely not. I would never watch.
Not this show. Podcast. Yeah, no. Ooh.
No, I'm going to put on specifically this episode every time I want to go to sleep.
Okay, tell us how that goes.
Okay, I will. I'll never sleep again.
All right, well, that's going to end the show. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed. Please share us with a friend. We post every Wednesday, 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube.com/StormwindGames. Anywhere that you get your podcasts, you can find us. Add us on Twitter at All Night Gamers with a K. What are your top three favorite DS games? And maybe
you want to throw in your worst DS games, you know, feel free.
No 3DS games though.
Please, no 3DS games. Do not be a Kyle.
And what are your thoughts on?
Go in the comments and put Oris.
What are your thoughts on the Gold Joystick Awards? Let us know. We'll be back next week, as always, for more gaming news, talk, and discussion. Thank you so much for listening. Have a happy Thanksgiving and have a good week. Otherwise, see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.